Sonke sineyikale ezehlona zokuthatha i-risk ngenxa yomvuzo. Abanye bakulungela ukuthatha ama-risk amakhulu ukuze bathole umvuzo omkhulu. Abanye bayibamba ngamatomu bathatha ama-risk amancane ukuze bazizwe bephephile bengakhalakatheli uma izinto seyingasalungi. Angikubingelele phinde ngamukele futhi engosini e-fresh ngingusibonelo BT Ngema ongumlomo kaBenny Diamond we-Christian Networks. Ngiyayibuza ngesikhathi sakucabanga lokho ukuthi kuwe isikali sokuthatha ama-risk singakanani. Enye ama-risk enkulu empilweni ukudela imvuzo omncane namhlanje ngenhloso yokuvuza kakhulu kwikusasa. Kwi-article phambilini ye-Wall Street Journal, umcwaningi uDr. Kayleigh Bain ucwashune ethi abantu ngokusabalele bavama ukudeliswa ngumvuzo kwamanje esikhundleni sokubheka omkhulu wekusasa. Ngisho ngathwala imvuzo emihle yekusasa mkhulu kakhulu. Asingabazi lokho akushoyo kuliqiniso eliphelele. Ngakho, ake sicabanga lokho ngokwenani olulungele ukumlandela uJesu namhlanje. Nama-risk okulungele ukwathatha konke ngenhloso yokuzuza ikusasa libe ngelikhulu elingcono. Ngoba njengoba uJesu wathi kuMathewu 5 verse 11 no 12. Nibusisiwe nxa benthuka, benzingela, bekhuluma konke okubi ngani, beqamba amanga ngenxa yami. Jabulani nithokoze ngokuba umvuzo wenu mkhulu ezulwini, ngokuba kanjalo babazingela abaprofethi abanandulelayo. Akho, uphendula uthini uma abantu bekuthuka, bekulimaza, beqamba amanga ngawe, besho izinto ezinhle ngawe? Ngoba nakho ulandela uJesu. Ngakube uyathuka, ulimale, ufisa ukuphindisela iso ngeso, kumbe uzizwa ugqugquzelekile? Ngihlamusela ukuthi ukuyiphindiselela kungakunika umvuzo nokweneliswa kwemanje. Kumbe ungathatha i-risk yomvuzo osabambezelekile, delayed. Ungajabula, uthakaze kakhulu ngakho. Ngani? Ngoba unomvuzo omkhulu okulindele ezulwini. Ilo kanye izwi likaNkulunkulu leli eliza kuwe li-fresh namhlanje. Ukuyithola le devotion e-fresh suku zonke, sithumele i-WhatsApp kwinombolo yethu ethi 067 706 0077.